Dave Moore
on Today FM.
As seen on your screen.
With vitamins and more from Avonmore. Vitamin and protein water that works harder.
Okay, what have you seen on screens and you need to tell us all about, Maria?
It's kind of all about reality TV today.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Shocker.
Okay,
well,
except one thing. Can I throw you a reality TV show thing that I just saw while you were out of the studio?
Go on.
Somebody in Married at First Sight in the US left their husband at the altar before they married, so it wasn't their husband, but about their husband, because of his views on the vaccines, religion, and Black Lives Matter.
Married at First Sight. How did she know all of this?
Because they obviously talk, do they?
No, not on Married at First Sight.
Love is Blind?
Love is Blind, yes.
Would they talk?
They talk and they don't see each other.
Okay,
then.
Well, maybe it was that. But then why would you...
But then he wasn't at the altar. He wouldn't have been at the altar. There's a first viewing.
I don't know. See, this is where I get out of my depth very quickly. Like, I saw something on the internet real...
Get your facts straight. Because I can't carry that piece of information now to the war.
You can't. Oh, I'm terrible. Anyway, you're far better at this. So what have you got for us?
So apparently Dancing on Ice is in trouble. It finished over the weekend. Chesney from Coronation Street won.
Did he?
Go Chesney. And don't know his real name, actually. I don't know if I saw it, but couldn't tell you off
Chesney's
the top of my head.
That's all anyone knows him as. Like Barry from EastEnders. Yeah. His name is Barry from EastEnders.
But their viewing figures have plummeted.
Oh.
Now, they still get 3 million viewers, right?
Is that not a lot?
So for the final over the weekend, they got 3 million. At their peak of the show, it was hitting 12 million.
But wasn't that in the days when, like, there wasn't a million streaming things and YouTube wasn't full of amazing content you could watch? Like, I think those numbers need to be adjusted for reality as well sometimes.
Oh, completely. Yeah. It's all about the landscape, isn't it?
Yeah.
The next one then, The Apprentice are celebrating their 20th anniversary.
20 years of The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Alan Sugar wanted to do a special with celebrities. Angela Scanlon's in the mix.
Oh, good one.
Laura Whitmore was supposed to be in the mix, but she's pulled out with Days to Go before filming starts.
We don't know any reason why?
No.
Okay.
No. Hopefully all right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I'm so excited about this. So you know I love Real Housewives.
I was about to say, is this Real Housewives? When she makes that face and those noises, usually it's Real Housewives stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I haven't watched Beverly Hills yet because I'm letting them all build up. I hate a cliffhanger.
You do.
And then having to wait a week. But apparently what they've done, they've made a new TV show, Bravo have, right? So Bravo are the big network behind the Real Housewives franchises that happen all over America, all over the world.
Yeah.
They've taken the single housewives out of like Orange County and Potomac and New York, all these Real Housewives franchises.
Ones.
The single ones that are not married anymore.
Okay.
And they're going to stick them all in a hotel and help them find love. So it's called Love Hotel.
Okay.
And it's going to go up on Hey You. Which I love.
Yours, your favorite thing.
That's where I remember my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
When we were traveling to Australia for the Women's World Cup, Maria had all she cared about was constant access to the internet, so she could have her Hey You work in all countries at all times. Flights, airport bathrooms.
Yeah.
I think at one point she got a manicure done on her nails, but the most important thing was I've got Wi-Fi over there. I can watch my Hey You while I'm getting it done.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're gonna make these unhinged maniacs, the single people in there.
They're so entertaining.
And they're going to put them all together. Like, they're going to
put them all together
carnage.
Looking for love. Yeah, I can't wait. Because they've often done Ultimate Girls Trip, where they just take two from each of the Real Housewives groups.
Okay.
And they put them all together and they send them on a holiday for a weekend.
Right.
And they just put them together and see what happens. It's always carnage because they always pick the crazier ones.
They don't actually really know to do anything either, do they? The producers.
No.
They just sit
they
back.
They don't. No, they don't.
Just put them in a confined space.
Sometimes my wife gets really angry at the television when I'm watching Roy Keane, Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher, Jamie Redknapp, whatever, have a fight after a game or even on the Rest Stick to Football podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're all shouting. She's like, oh, how can you watch this? Like, do you never get any of that conflict issues when you're watching these people like pull each other's hair and throw wine at each other? Like,
Johnny ask me, like, why are you watching this?
Yeah.
No. He's sitting beside me playing PlayStation going, Who said that? What was that? Who was that? God, that sounds
that's
mad.
Such a great balance.
That's what it's all about. It's the best. It's what it's all
that
about.
That is our happy place. Yeah, the kids are in bed.
Amazing.
And Nelson? Then I'll give you one final one.
Go on.
With Love, Megan. We talked about this when it came out on...
Yes. You were...
was it Thursday last week?
Underwhelmed is the word I would use.
Listen, it made me feel like a rubbish mother because I don't pick stuff from my garden and feed it to my kids. And I don't make things 3 days in advance.
No.
We fly by the seat of our pants in our house. But it's been recommissioned for season 2 and it's already filmed.
Oh.
So it's coming to Netflix in autumn this year.
I'd say that's a good way of saying we agreed a 2-season deal at the beginning of this, but now we're saying season 2 has been approved and commissioned. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Maria. Thank you very
Dave
much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.